I'm gonna rape, pillage, and plunder!
On the Creative Control Network. The CC Network.
Forget about it.
How about Cav Manning?
Who's Cav?
Forget about it.
Cav Manning, gentlemen, let's talk cock.
The CC Network.
I am the best on this microphone. Nobody can touch me.
This is somebody that needs his ass kicked. Bad. Real bad.
The CC Network.
Forget about it.
Fausti Walnuts in San Jose, California.
Hey, I've heard, by the way, those are some of the finest walnuts in San Jose.
Enough about that. Let's move on to Cav Manning.
You are a piece of fucking shit.
Foster's Walnuts.
What do you think about that, D.I.?
Forget about it.
What do you think about that?
Yes, sir, Mr. Walnuts.
Cav Manning
does, says whatever he wants.
On the Creative Control Network.
Cav Manning says long time no cock.
Forget about it.
Cav Manning and Fausti Walnuts, you guys really suck. And you swallow. Thank you.
The CC Network.
Forget about it.
Cav and Fausti, hello. Salutations. My name's Dalton Castle. The Wrestling Linguist Show is the best wrestling podcast.
In all the five boroughs, I'm known. Forget about it. I'm known all over the fucking world.
The CC Network.
Anybody ask. Anybody about
Cav Manning
from Mulberry Street. I'm known. Forget about it.
Take a good look. I'm the brightest star that's ever stepped foot on the face of God's green earth.
The CC Network.
Forget about it.
It is the Wrestlingus Show on the Creative Control Network. We are here to give you your AEW rundown. This show will be Rampage and Collision. Doesn't mean we're not doing Dynamite. That just means Dynamite is a separate show. We're going to be splitting these shows for easy consumption for the people. So when we do WWE, you will have SmackDown on one show, and then you will have Raw on another show. So pick and choose, easy digestibles.
And plus, it's extra downloads for us to make us look like we're bigger than we are.
But that's besides the point. I'm Cav Manning along with Fausti Walnuts.
What do you hear? What do you say?
We are right now putting out those 5 days of Lingus from the 32 days of Lingus WrestleMania. And every day this week on Creative Control Network, you could check out the new show leading up till Mania on Saturday. So right now, there are 4 episodes out. Maybe when you hear this, there are 5 episodes out, and you could hear the whole week's worth, which I'm sure you guys have already. Easily listen to 20 minutes about roughly
good
each.
Good times. Good times.
And if I do say so myself, Faust, I listened to the greatest show I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah? Who did it?
We did. So,
yes.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get into it. And if you want to hear these shows with no commercials, early on time, and the pay-per-views. The pay-per-views mm-hmm. are exclusively at patreon.com/LingusMafia.
There's a pay-per-view this weekend, I think.
Right? I heard there was one.
I believe is what they're called.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Maybe I make time for it. Yeah, where's that? Wow, that's what we fucking need. Also, those 32 days of Lingus, the entire catalog is on Patreon. For little as $5, you get all of them. SummerSlam, not Survivor Series yet. This year, Survivor Series, which, Faust, I think I was going to start soon.
Oh, no. Hey, let's do that next year.
Every year there's one. We did Saturday Night Main Event. We did Royal Rumble and SummerSlam. So that's all there. Let's get into... we will probably talk about the Punk Rampage stuff, which we did a little bit on WWE anyway, but I think we will talk about that on the Dynamite show because it was in between these. And boy, because there's a lot that goes into that.
Oh boy.
Plus Dynamite. I mean, talk about Faust. We'll get into it on Dynamite.
Yeah. Save it.
Rampage. Dustin versus the Butcher. We were waiting for this. They built this up for us.
Oh, quote unquote, big time grudge match.
Big time grudge match because he said, "Hey, I'll fucking fight you."
Right.
All right.
It's funny too because Dustin comes out. We see on the screen he's 3-1 this year, 8-1 all time on Rampage. When the Butcher comes out, Shivani goes, "Oh man, you know Butcher, he's had great success here in AEW, especially with his tag team partner, The Blade, in Royal Rumble Battle Royale.
I fucking died when he said that. Every time. I was like,
they got nothing else to hang.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, he great success in Battle Royale, and they never won any. They just hang around a long time. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. Shivani says when it starts, Dustin looking to prove intensity will give him a good win-loss record this year. Motherfucker.
All right.
I want a good win-loss record. No, nothing else. Just I want
titles.
Yeah. Not titles, but a good record.
Late in the game.
I love they say the winner of the match will get paid.
Well, I hope so.
I go, this fucking poor bounty hunter homeless.
But he's all elite, though.
He is. I can't believe once he was all elite, he didn't all of a sudden like win matches.
Right.
Still losing. Dustin.
Fucking bone here.
Dustin wins. Is there anything to fucking say? This is Rampage, nope. Baby. Bullet Club Gold in Billy's house, Faust.
Another home invasion angle. Interesting.
Faust, this is a big difference. And you would think with Tony being a billionaire, whatever the fuck he is, right? I bet you they're like, hey, can we do this? And Billy goes, what are you, out of your fucking mind? Because what did he do? He opened a candy jar and he tossed a couple of Twizzlers on the floor.
He threw some protein powder in the garbage. Didn't even like make a mess. He just politely threw it in the garbage.
He couldn't have like dumped it all over the fucking, oh my God. Because Billy's like, well, I'm using it again.
Well, we have keys to the house. So they walk in. Lights are on. Nobody's home.
TV's on.
TV has wrestling on.
Of course it does. Of course it does. It has AEW. It would have been good if it was Mania or something. With Hall of Fame. Yeah, so Jay's walking around his house, and they're doing stuff like this. And then I'm thinking, okay, here we go, because he goes, I'm going to smash the TV. Mm-hmm. And Billy and the wife come home, and it's fucking, what the fuck? And he goes to whoop their ass, and they run up. But yeah, everything on. I'm like, where is the good stuff where we get a guy going in sniffing panties in the drawer, standing on? I want someone to stand on the bed and piss on the pillow. Mm-hmm. It's very easily fucking done. Where it's from the backside, you just fucking squirt a bottle.
Even the Rollins, remember the Rollins one was lame. He went into Edge's house and
lame
sat
as
down
fuck.
And didn't do anything.
He ate an apple. Yeah, he ate an apple. Did he walk on their bed, though? He walked on with his shoes? Did he do that, at least? For some reason, I thought he walked across the bedspread with shoes.
If only he had, like, dirty boots on. You know,
yeah, fuck your couch.
It's funny, too, because Knife, you know, he cuts a promo and he challenges him to a match. And he goes, you know, next week on Dynamite, back when, you know, AEW's back in America, because apparently his work visa doesn't let him go to Canada.
Yeah.
So that's why we've seen Jay doing these these other vignettes from when they were by the pool and now Billy's house.
Tag team tournament highlights. And now
something was missing from one of the highlights.
Oh, the fuck up? Are we talking about yet?
The slip.
Oh, the slip.
We just see the end of the BTE trigger. We see the knees connect, but we don't see, you know, slip.
The Fatuosa in the most unflattering fucking outfit she could possibly find.
Wait, which one are we talking about? Even her opponent was like, what is this?
Again, versus the affordable opponent, Rosa. Or no, Rose. Sorry, Rose. Not even Rosa. Rose.
My only note for this match was Deonna beat some barefoot broad named Rose.
They're like, I got
no shoes on.
Faust, you go like this. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to think of a gimmick name. And I'm just going to sit down and study and go, I got it. Rose. The end. But no last name. Just this. Fuck. I couldn't believe the outfit, though, that she was fucking, that old fucking Fatuosa was wearing, though. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's the belly weight, the waist is squishing, so, you know, and you get half a belly button that's out.
Yeah.
The fuck is she doing? This is your business. It's your fucking work.
Mm-hmm. Rose should join a stable with the Viking Raiders since we got Eric.
Rose.
Eric and Rose.
We'll come up with other names, too. I'm sure there's plenty. Faust, here's what I'm dying for. This is what I would like to see. I would like to see, you know how they have maybe some backstage things, and people become friends, and you see them doing things, and you see different relationships, such as this. Faust, I would like, I want a friendship to brew in the back between the Fatuosa and Eddie.
I I knew that's where you're going.
And I want them in catering with cake. I want them eating and go, what's the problem? What are you? You mad at her? She like to eat a little bit? What's the problem? And I want him, like, he's falling in love like a Ruby and all them, right? And I want, this is what I see, Faust. I want candlelights in the catering in the back for him. And he's gazing at her. And what he's doing is, you see in his hands, Faust, he has a fork and he has a spoon. And he's going into the pasta and twirling it into the spoon and feeding her. Feeding her pasta. She has shit on her.
Sauce coming down her face. Or would she call it gravy? Either way. I know.
That's not Alfredo sauce, my friend. Why is this a long match? She can't put Rose away.
There was a commercial, but come on.
Yeah, it's a long time. A look at Offspray and Brian. Tony talks in the ring. Tony Storm. Which, by the way, Faust, that should be, I guess, on the next one. You will make yourself black and white on the video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have technology over here is unbelievable. Tony talks to the ring saying she won't be wrestling because she's injured. She injured her hamstring, and I won't dare tell you how. She's great. But Mariah May will stand in. So now it's Mariah versus Nikita, not Lions. No. Just Nikita. Just
another jobber.
And, you know, it wouldn't hurt this, Nikita, to use a little foundation and blush. Fucking, like, no makeup, nothing. Yes. Just fucking, oh, I got to work. I gotta walk out here.
I think it was just, like, a local rep worker. Because I think they said she was from wherever the fuck they were at.
They cheered, yeah. Okay, our favorite.
This match, picture in picture and a full commercial. This match was long, too.
I don't know why this is, like, I don't know why Rampage is a show. And at this point, I don't know why Collision is a show either, because it's just a shitty. Mm-hmm. Our favorite.
Well, this is why we watch Rampage.
Yes. The Dark Crystal with Zodiac Killer Zach and that bird Harley Quinn. I got to come up with a name for her because she looked like a bird to me. Mm-hmm. Old Angelo shows up and attacks Zach.
He's got a pipe.
He's beating the shit out of him and he runs away, right? I'm so bothered by this. Like, this was our story. Mm-hmm. We loved it. And now... I mean, it didn't make sense anyway in the first place, but because there was a lot of shit we pointed out where, like, Ruby didn't fucking see anything and she's reading notes on the way to the ring, shit like this.
Yes.
I love that Tony goes, this is what I got planned. You're going to go reach in your pocket, find a note while you're walking to the ring. While I'm walking to the ring, I'm reading. And so Ruby confronts and she's all fucking angry at him. And it's like, yeah. How dare you be a wrestler
and try to defend my honor
and a guy who attacked you and slapjacked his legs and all this shit. He's supposed to just go, I need to just be with Ruby and never mind these people. I don't. What the fuck? And so she's all upset and then she kisses him. We got that. That was a shock. I'm like, got that finally. But it made fucking zero sense.
I can't be around for this.
Yeah, what the fuck kind of fucking storyline? She's fine with her acting. I mean, they're telling her what the fuck she has to do, unfortunately. Because she should say, why would I be mad about this guy defending my honor and also avenging him getting his ass beat by the guy? Yeah. He got jumped by him. He's supposed to turn the other fucking cheek. Okay, I guess so. Again, in the desert, Faust. I noticed something else, and I want to see if you did. You had to have. They're in the desert again. We're going through this again with this fucking box.
The clean box.
The cleanest the cleanest box that was ever buried you've ever seen in your life with wrapping paper on it. Faust, the cleanest box ever. Wrapped in butcher paper, whatever the fuck, right? Not a piece of dirt on it. They're now tearing this off, and they're opening the box. and they're pulling things out of the box. He's got his sunglasses in there. There's little kid drawings, right? There's that stuff in there. Yes.
There's like that flower crown type of thing, right?
He pulls out, and all these things inside the box, Faust, he's wiping dirt off of them. Motherfucker.
How does this make sense?
They got dirt in the box, not a grain of sand on that fucking box.
The fuck?
Fucking idiots. I swear to God. And don't think I only would say this for AEW. I kill WWE. They do these stupid fucking things like this. You should go back in our archives, Faust. There's plenty. Because God knows we were fucking up in WWE's ass. Papa Maggi versus Roddy.
I was like, why is Mud Pie? Oh, okay. That's right there in Quebec.
We got
this last year when I think he main evented Rampage also when they were in Quebec.
I didn't understand it, Faust, because I go, what does this have to do with him being from Chicago? Thank you. He yells something at them in French. And the whole crowd starts chanting it, but even the bad guys go, what did he fucking call me? I don't know what the fuck this is.
He's over.
We get a cross between Hogan and Warrior. He hulks up and Warrior shake ropes on his, and he gives you. Like, what the fuck? He really needs to cut that hair.
Yeah, it's gross.
It is gross. It's just a fucking, I mean, Macho Man laughs at that fucking hair. God. Let's see here. What else do we have? Kingdom gets a foot on the ropes for him. Like, they help. They put Roddy's foot on the ropes. And why? See, here's the thing. They go, this is that elimination bullshit. Mm-hmm. If you win and you get a match.
You get a title shot, but you lose. Whatever.
And I laugh because I go, in the wrestling world, he's supposed to win this fucking match and he's at home and then you lose the title fucking match. And you could win this match by a DQ.
Right.
You could win. You don't even have to pin the guy, but he loses clean. So next, get the fuck out. They gave him the virtuoso Faust. Go out, go get out.
Yeah, there's all this bullshit going on. I'm like, where's his buddy Garcia? Like, Daddy Magic's been helping out Garcia for the last month or so whenever there's bullshit going on, but
yeah, he don't have to come to his fucking aid. And what the fuck is Angelo doing jerking off in the back with Ruby? Because he didn't come to fucking help. He was sitting there crying his
Cheerios. They're not even associated with each other anymore.
Yeah, really. After the bad guys attack, and Orange and Trent show up to help.
Yeah, because that's like what I was saying. I'm like, okay, so maybe Garcia is going to come out, but no, we get Trent and Orange.
They hug afterwards, and the Bucks show up and give a ball shot to the friends there, and that's the end of that. So let's go into Collision, Fausty boy. New slogan has started this last week, and it is where the big boys play, where the best wrestle. I mean, he's so in love with WCW that it's the fucking font is Nitro before whatever. Everything is the same.
Colors,
Nitro Dynamite, same shit. You know, it's all that stuff. And now instead of where the big boys play, it's where the best rest. I mean, it is what the fuck? Well, you know what happened at WCW and he likes to follow in the footsteps. So here we go. All right. We get Edge talking in the ring. We'll get used to that, ladies and gentlemen.
Cope open.
Saying the cope open is for the TNT title, and there is nothing like the crowd with an Adam chant. Faust, Rose, Adam. Yeah, that's all these people.
Well, Edge has always said, he goes, the one mistake is like being called Edge because you can't chant Edge.
Has he said that?
You can, but I've heard him say it's like, I wish I would have had like a two or three syllable.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And, you know, get a chant going.
Yeah, people could do.
You can go. Let's go, Edge. Let's go.
Yeah,
Edge.
That's true. Everyone finds a way. Edge says, "Who's next for me?" And music hits, and everyone goes, "Who the fuck is coming out?" I don't know this music. Faust, if they knew the music, I wouldn't know who the fuck it was, because half the time I go, "Who's that?" And Zack Ryder fucking comes out.
Woo. Apparently, this was 16 years to the day from WrestleMania.
Oh, really?
24, when Edge main evented against The Undertaker, and he had the Edge heads in his corner.
Hmm. And you know what bothers me most, I think, about old fucking Cordonis? Mm-hmm. Is the fucking, that half fucking goofy smile.
Right. Well, he wasn't really smiling coming out this time.
He goes out there, he goes to half. Yeah, look at me. And I mean, Faust, there is born charisma and there is not.
Yes.
He is in the category. He's got the Billy Gunn deal going on. It's just
You know what he really
there.
Does? It is along those lines.
It is. It's just, there's nothing he's doing wrong. It's just not
great
there.
Great tan, though.
Fantastic tan. And beautiful topic.
Faust. That is true, too.
Fucking, you see, get DDT'd, you leave a mark. King of the fucking death matches, Faust.
Yeah.
This is what.
Tongue in cheek. It's because he beat, God, what? The guy, I always forget his name, Nick Gage.
There you go.
Yeah. They had a feud. And Nick Gage is like the death match king. Yeah. So he just steals everything.
Anytime I've seen any Instagrams or anything about him, it's he's gushing blood. And him and Chelsea at a wedding were fucking their picture, which I said, that'd be a great picture, though, if you're doing that for your life and shit like that. You have that picture. Here's your wedding picture. And you're both covered with blood. That's fantastic. For some reason, I don't think, Faust, he will have the same success going to the Indies and going around the world as Cody. I just don't feel.
Faust, well, he's been back-to-back 42. PWI Independent Wrestler of the Year.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Vinny Massaro is always at the top of his list too.
Yeah. So his new nickname is the Indie God, since he's the one of the two. So he's like an Indiana Jones now. He comes out with Indiana Jones hat and just steals anything from fucking pop culture. The best though is when he did come out with the fucking the Ecto-1 at one of the indie shows. He like rented it.
He rented one? That's fantastic. A spear and a pin. The lights go out after, you know, Edge wins this, and the lights go out afterwards. And old Malachi Black shows up, and then Buddy is there to attack. And then
after Malachi, like, chokes up on some black blood or something, like, all of a sudden he's drooling, like, black shit's coming out of his mouth.
It's like the Penguin. And then he gets, you know, everybody tries to come out there. Briscoe then tries to come out there. Eddie shows up. Our guy Eddie coming in front of back with catering with a fork and a spoon. And lights go out.
Union worker shirt on. Local construction worker is 743, whatever it is.
Lights go out and boom. Everybody's gone when the lights come back on.
Weird that there was no Brody King. So it was like the good guys did have the 3-on-2 advantage.
See, I thought the same thing, and I go, did I miss that Brody was there? Because it's an advantage the other way, and it, okay, well, I just didn't have it. FTR with the Dark Crystal in the back. They saying they haven't been on their game lately, but they're, you know, going to be getting back on track with this tournament. Okay.
Yeah, they try to throw in some March Madness puns because they're like, oh, you know, we can't overlook the infantry. You know, they want to be this year's Cinderella team in the tournament, yada, yada.
Faust, they stole from us with the West and the East brackets. We came up with that, goddammit. We were the originals who ever came up with East and West brackets.
Absolutely.
Tony with the Acclaimed and...
no caster rap.
Billy wants Jay. Yeah, no rap. I think he'll save it. Billy wants Jay. How they're going to stay in the back, and they were not going to let each other, you know, get involved. We'll be looking at them so they could look at us, and nobody's going to get involved in this match when they have their match.
He's so pissed off at the knife. No mention that his sons are the ones who let him in the house because they have keys.
How about they called Jay a twink blade?
Oh, that was fucking funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Tag team tournament. FTR versus that infantry. Why even call them the infantry? Because they're not like coming out like they're G.I. Joe and shit. And it's like not their, they're not Sergeant Slaughter, like where it's their whole identity that look, I'm dressed like a fucking ranger and I'm in full fatigues. Right. They don't. They have a little camo and they're good team. One of the guys
came out and kind of did fucking finger banging stuff, but it's like you can't fully do it because it's, you know, the other guys is yeah. fucking gimmick.
So, and I'm like, I find them to be a fine team, like if they are allowed to do anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just
a little
like,
green in this match. A little green. There was some hiccups in the match.
I'm just so. Like, get away from the fucking stupid name, too. I mean, you don't have to be, oh, I was in the Army now. Well, that's all we can fucking be. I'm like, okay, Montez fucking going to be, you know, military Montez. You're going to be out there. Marine Montez right. will be out there fucking jumping around. Yeah, so it's, let's see here. I would like it to happen faster, but a great finish by, they push FTR oh, into yeah. each other, but they go over the back and this. So I'm like, it was just slow. Like it should have been a bang bang for me.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know, Dark Crystal with Billy and Starks with Bill, Big Bill and Starks.
And next to those two, I mean, Jesus, he's just gigantic.
They say they're the one seat in top flight is 16. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be dancing to the next round. And I write, well, now I assume they're going to lose. Well, I'm half right here, Frost. Mm-hmm. Edge in the back with the Briscoes. Well, with, sorry, not both of them.
One of them.
With Briscoe and Eddie. And Edge says, okay, we're going to have a.
He steamed up.
We have a three-way for Dynasty. And then Briscoe embarrasses himself, screaming and yelling, oh, man, come on now. I don't know if he's trying to be Wolfman Jack. What the fuck is he doing? He goes out there, and then Eddie can speak, so he does. Mm-hmm. And words you do all that spooky stuff and spit mist, you're going to be spitting blood and teeth.
There
I said,
you go.
Very nice, very nice. But you got the other guy making faces at the camera and barking at the camera. Fuck. Jesus. Now it is time for O'Reilly versus Conrad Thompson.
Poor Conrad, his partner was fired or released, wasn't part of the cut.
Oh, is so. That one of the guys?
R.I.P. to the Sex Horseman.
They're like, the other guy has a look at least to him. You know, he might be a pig, but and he could bowl a strike. Why not? Collision next week is at 11:30.
Yeah, after Faust, March Madness.
11:30 at night. And I literally had to go
that
night
out.
Or
you
day.
Watch WrestleMania, maybe the post, the news conference, press conference afterwards, and then you sit, it'll settle down for some Collision.
And then it's the popcorn match of Collision. I really had to check to go daytime or nighttime. I go, because what kind of weird, what is this, Saturday night's main event?
The other option was, which I wish they would have took, is just cancel it like they did last week.
Yeah, how about that? That's a better option. How about the leg sweep that Conrad is delayed on falling because he doesn't know he's getting leg swept? Gets hit and then goes, oh, I have to fall down.
Whoops.
The Kingdom comes in to celebrate afterwards on the shoulders after Conrad, you know, fails.
So does this end with eventually they're lifting O'Reilly on the shoulders and then, yep, I was going to say, does the Batista yeah. eventually?
Thumbs down. Tag team tournament. Here we go. The Dante brothers. Excuse me.
I am Dante.
Versus Big Bill and Starks.
It's like each Dante brother's the size of Big Bill's leg.
I know. Thick wise, too. A pin that Starks takes does not count. Now I'm like rewinding.
Yeah,
I'm going online because I go, I think I see where it happens. Then I was confirmed by going on to Twitter because Starks takes a boot to the head. Mm-hmm. It was like one of those Pele's and yeah. clocks him, I guess. So he goes to get a pin and I guess he's like, fuck it. I'm pinned.
Yeah, he just lays there. Doesn't even try to kick out.
No, and they go, oh, shoulder.
Yeah, and the crowd starts shitting.
Yes,
on
and then... He takes another one, and do you see one of the Dante brothers saying something like,
yeah,
count three, yeah, count it. Because then you go see them checking on Starks, and I'm like, oh, man. Mm-hmm. Because he goes a while after that Pele kick. Because yeah. I go, he's functioning. It's not. I'm thinking something was broken. You know, I didn't know it was his head forever.
And so, there's even a delayed announcer for a delayed reaction from the announcers because they're like, "What?" And they got him, and then there's silence for a second, and all of a sudden Shabani's like, "What a win!
The biggest win ever for them! Oh my God, what a win!" And they're yelling, "Tony's in the air! Just say they won! Just say they won!" Yeah, everybody on Twitter was showing that kick. So it was supposed to be them going through the next
win. Yeah, right.
He's supposed to win and go against FTR, but oh well. Rosa versus Kid Frost, Faust.
Oh, you missed the, you didn't write down the big promo we got before this?
What was the giant promo that I skipped?
Christopher Daniels challenges Malakai Black to a match for some reason.
That was...
At least his eyes looking better.
Jesus, it's been that way for how many years?
It's been a couple.
A long time. Rosa versus Kid Frost. I don't know, Faust. I like it. I don't know. I do. I like a Kid Frost. Did you notice that her titty almost fell out?
No.
Oh, see, you don't pay good attention to a woman's. I rewound 50 times to make sure and see if something happened. Because she pulled. It was Rosa does that drop kick while she's on the floor against the ropes. So your boots scrape your tits and everything. And it's like the whole thing, you know. And but so she plopped that back in. She should have been in the Miss Legacy 100. We never even thought of her.
No. Well, she's not in the AEW roster. And that's where I double checked for the extra names. Nah, she's not All Elite.
No, she is. She, where is she from?
Independence, I guess. But these other ones that show up once in a while.
That's okay. I giggle from the cartwheels. This move that's a cartwheel, where you need the other person to grab onto when you do a cartwheel to execute a move is great. Rosa wins, of course. She's awful with the yelling at the camera afterwards. It's always with the screaming.
She's
at the
yelling.
Camera.
I'm busy looking like she's pretty good. She gets those jewels stuck, you know, that stay on her face. They don't come off. I think that's got to be annoying on the cheeks when you're talking and you got to feel shit.
Well, did you see her later? She was peeling them off while she was talking backstage on one. And I was like, oh, okay. And it's yelling. So, let's see here. We get that. And then we have Renee with Tony and Mariah in the back saying number one contender match is between May and Rosa. And Tony says,
like, what?
Thank you, Frank.
This was your plan all along?
She goes, you've been plotting this? And then she kisses her on the lips and says, brilliant.
I love it.
And that lightning daffodil will never see this title. And then she fucking runs, smell this title. She runs across her nose to sniff it.
And then what does she say? She goes, say it with me, but don't say it. Something along those lines. So Mariah's like mouthing the, you know, chin up, tits out, watch for the shoe. But she wasn't saying it.
Who knows? So now we have Offspray with his promo package. Mm-hmm. And who cares? Now we have the main event of the night, Faust, which I'm like, this is the fucking main event of the night. No kidding. We could pretty much skip it. It's Brian, Claudio, and Chipotle Bread, because I don't know where fucking Mox is, versus Archer and the Righteous. Like, fuck. And here's why Dasha was fired, Faust.
Oh, yeah? Why'd she get fired?
You didn't notice the end of the match? And winner by submission.
Oh.
It was a pin.
Yeah, that was not a submission.
No, it wasn't a submission. So, and
she was reading. Someone handed her the wrong notes.
Yeah, the bread man got a fucking pin on old Victor or whatever the fuck his name is. Hector and Victor. Yeah. What the fuck? Oh, Vincent. That's his fucking name. I'm like, what the fuck is his name? And that's the end of that, Faust. So that is the end of your rundown when it comes to Collision and Rampage. You can find.
What a weekend.
Yeah, you will find the other one on this feed. You will be able to listen to our Dynamite review. Just look on the feed. You'll see it there.
And it will be Dynamite.
It will be, because a lot to be said. Remember, find all of our nonsense at Lingus Mafia on Twitter and join up the patreon.com/LingusMafia for all those pay-per-view exclusives. They're going to be there this weekend. We got a busy weekend in front of us. So, you know, after Mania is done, you listen to these shows, you go, my God, I just listened to the greatest wrestling podcast I've ever heard.
Well, let's not put our foot through a Van Gogh, people. That was great.